a one-time star of Silicon Valley, is sentenced today in federal court. Back in January, a jury convicted Elizabeth Holmes of defrauding investors of hundreds of millions of dollars. She was chief executive of a blood testing company called Theranos. Now she faces substantial prison time. NPR tech reporter Bobby Allen has been covering the story. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning.
What was the fraud?
Holmes claimed to have revolutionized laboratory science, in particular the way people get blood tested. The problem was that many of Holmes' core claims about her company's technology were either grossly exaggerated or just purely made up. She claimed that her machines could run 1,000 different blood tests when in fact only about a dozen actually worked. She forged letters from big pharma companies praising the technology to drum up attention and to bring in more investment dollars. She stretched the truth about the use of Theranos technology by the U.S. military. Eventually, Theranos, which we will note here, was once valued at $9 billion, eventually valued at zero. Eventually, it collapsed in scandal when journalists and federal investigators, you know, exposed the truth about the company.
Entirely aside from the money, this was something that people were depending on for their health.
Yeah, that's right. So witnesses took the stand who got these blood tests at Walgreens. There was a witness who was a cancer patient who took a blood test that falsely said her cancer came back. There was a pregnant woman who took a blood test and got a result that showed something not to be true about her pregnancy, which was very troubling. But it's important to note that the jury at trial found her guilty only of the investor counts. That, you know, after deliberating for a long time, they thought it's hard to draw a direct line between Elizabeth Holmes and the patients who were harmed. So she was actually only convicted of ripping investors off, not harming patients.
Okay, so how much prison time is she facing then for the loss of money?
Well, federal prosecutors have argued in their court papers that she deserves 15 years in prison and that she should pay $800 million in restitution to investors and companies that she ripped off. Now, of course, defense lawyers for Holmes say she deserves just home confinement, but if the judge deems prison necessary, that they should give her no more than 18 months behind bars. Now, Holmes submitted some 130 letters to the judge from friends and family, including from Senator Cory Booker, who is a longtime friend of Holmes. And his letter, Booker cited the activist lawyer Brian Stevenson, quote, that each of us is more than the worst thing that we've done. Now, Holmes is 38 years old. She is currently pregnant with her second child, something the judge may consider. The lawyers also point out that she's been volunteering as a sexual assault victim counselor, but prosecutors say she's committed one of the most serious white-collar crimes in Silicon Valley history and that she should spend time behind bars, both as punishment for her deeds and also to send a signal to the tech sector.
I'm interested if anybody did receive a message, given that this story is several years old and this is certainly not the last scandal there's ever been in Silicon Valley.
I think it has had some effect. For example, I was once talking to a biotech founder in San Francisco who told me about a so-called Theranos clause his investors required in paperwork, basically affirming that all of the lab tests his startup were doing were really, truly accurate. But zooming out and taking the big picture, I think most in Silicon Valley see Elizabeth Holmes and see Theranos as an anomaly, as sort of a one-off, and not indicative of how the industry operates. Now, there are many critics of the industry who say that is certainly up for debate.
NPR's Bobby Allen, always a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Steve.